Vayter in Shas. We are in Bava Kama Daf Nun Gimel. Picking up a Nun Beis Mabez Badabah Madapes. Next part of Mishnah. Nafal Lefanav. We said if the animal fell forward because this guy was digging and he got scared and fell forward, then the owner of the pit is going to be chayv. If it falls backwards, then he's going to be putter. Amar Rav. Lefanav Mamish. When he fell forward, it means fell Lefanav Mamish. It means he fell on his face, right? Ooh, bam. Rashi's Alpanav Nafal Mace. He dies from the hevel, from the air, the bad air. La'charuv mamash, he fell backwards. It means literally he fell backwards. Beep, turn the page. Gimel. Vizeh bebor. And both of these are talking about in a boar, in a pit. Rashi says, v'afilu hachi, ashmina masnisa. Even so, the Mishnah is coming to tell you, depater. Hoel velo mehevla mis. Elami Chavata didn't die from Hevel, but Chavata from the boom, from the impact. Vekarka Olam, the Olam B'nei Rishus Harab Mezik, so it's B'nei Rishus Harab did it, and therefore he's going to be Pater. Rav L'Tameh, Rav goes going to his own logic. Dama Rav says, Bor, a pit, Shechivu, a love, Torah that we're going to be Chaya for, is Lehevel, V'lo Chavata, it's only for Hevel, not for the Chavata. Ushmuel, Amr Shmuel says, Bebor, if it falls into the pit, Bein Milfana, Bein Milcharv, Chayev, you're going to be Chayev. Shmuel Tameh, the Amar, Lehevlo, V'cholchikin, Lechavata, for the Hevel, and also Kolchikin for the Chavata, if it's for Hevel, for just the air, clearly for getting the smash. What's the case where you're going to be putter when it falls backwards because of the sound of the digging? What's going on? Okay, go into Niska Babor. It's talking about a case where the animal tripped into the pit. And when he fell backwards in the back of the pit, hitting the side outside of the pit. So he fell and boom, he hit something outside of it and died. And therefore he's going to be putter. Frankly, Gemar, Eisve is a kasha on Rav. Eisve, Babor, if it falls into the pit, Bein Ophel, Bein Ochav, Chayev, both cases are going to be Chayev. To Yufta the Rav, it's Yufta the Rav, because according to Rav, if it fell in forward, then it should be that he is Chayev because of the Hevel, but if he's backwards, it should be putter because he doesn't hold that the impact is going to be higher for. Rav Chista says we have three ways to respond to that. Moda Rav Bebor Rishus, so Rav agrees in a case if it's a boar in the Rishus of the one who's digging, then the Chayev, he's going to be Chayev if it fell either way. Mishum da Amar Leh, because the owner of the animal can say, Mimanov Shach, Iba Havla Mesiv died from Hevel, Sahava Didachu, it's your Hevel. Iba Chavata Mesiv died because the impact, Chavata Didachu, it's because of your impact, because you own this ground at the bottom of this pit here, because it's yours. And Rav's saying that he's going to be, that the air is that's going to be Mishus HaRabim, but if it's in your own Mishus, it's going to be Chayev. Number two, Rabba Amar, that even if it's talking about it's just a rab, machamai skinan bimis happy. We're talking about where the animal like flipped over. Then off happy fell on its face. And then on the way down, it flipped around and it fell on its back and therefore died from the hevel. The havel da honey bay honey bay. The hevel that helped him go and die helped him go and die. Rashi says havel shenichnas bo betchilas tefiloso. V'hoi la bo lahemis he hamisoso. Then they helped him die and they died. Therefore, that's why you'd be chayiv in that case. Rav Yosef, I'm a third way of answering. Hancha ben niske bor b'shor skinan. Here we're talking about not the shore getting nisik sized. Rather, we're talking about the case that what happened to the boar, the pit that got damaged through the ox that fell in. The mind knew, what is that? Shehivish is meimav, that it ruined the water that was in there because this animal fell in and ruined the water, made it all dirty. The loshna, the fun of loshna doesn't make a difference any way that it's going, whether it falls in forward, falls in back, doesn't change nothing. Mechayiv, in both cases, is going to be chayiv. Okay. So now let's actually back up Rav. We shut the Nakam off and then we showed that he's not off. Now we're going to support him. Tani Rav Chananya, the Suila Rav, he brought a Bryce in order to go ahead to support Rav, to back him up. The Vin Nafal. The Pasuk says that if a person goes and uncovers a pit and an ox or a donkey falls in it, then the owner of the pit is going to have to pay. Achi Yipo Derech Nafila says Vin Nafal until it goes in, falls in Derech Nafila in a normal way. What's a normal way? That's falling in with the head first. Rashi says Alpanov. The rove behemoth and nofel be'omek al p'neim nofel, they fall on their face. Mikan amu, from here they say that nofel lefanov mikola kriya, if the animal fell forward because of the sound of that digging, chayv is going to be chayv lacharv mikola kriya, but if he fell backwards and potter is going to be potter v'zev v'zev b'bor, and both of them is talking about in the boar. Okay, amar mar. Nafalafanov Mikola Kriya Chayiv. It fell forward because of the sound of the digging. You're going to be Chayiv. Amai, why would that be? Name a Kara Garamla. Why don't we say that the one who's digging should really be Chayiv? Because he's the one who caused him to be scared. It's not the Balabor. Let the digger be Chayiv. And for the Gemara, Rabbi Shimi Barashi, Hamani, who is this? Rabbi Nassan. This is the world of Rabbi Nassan. We're going to see Machlokas here. Rabbi Nassan, the Amai, he says, Balabor Hezeka Ka'ovit. The owner of the pit did damage. Because it's in his pit, so therefore he's the one who's going to be chayv. Rashi's klomer betoch shalo nimsa nezek v'kol hecha deloav shalashlume mechura dekol lashlume mechura dekol garma ba'alma, and this, you can't call him to grama because you can't call him to pay the digger's sound because it's grama ba'alma mishtalim minei the balabora he's the one who has to go and pay. Says the gemara v'kol hecha deloav shalashlume mehai mishlume mehai, whenever you can't get from this one, you get it from the other one. This is a situation where you have seemingly a partnership of killing this animal, the making the noise and falling in, but you can't get from that guy because it's growing, so you get from the other one the entirety of it. The tiny one, to the right side, I wish you have Nassan's din. Shore Shadachov is Chavir Labor. Let's say you have a shore, and he's playing a game with this other shore, and it pushes the other shore into a pit, and it dies. Bala Shore Chayiv, the only the first shore is going to be Chayiv. Bala Por, Pater, but the Bala Por is Pater. Nassan Omer, that's not a common. Nassan Omer, Bala Shore Mishalim Mechsa, the Bala Shore pays half. Balabor Mishalim Mechsa, he pays half, right? So we see Reb Nassan's din is that the owner of the pit is part, he's Chayiv a little bit, even though the other one caused it to go and push in over there. Says Gemara, V'hotanya, but hold on one second, we learned in a Braisa. Rabbi Nassan Omer, another one that Rabbi Nassan himself says, Bal Habor Mishalim Shlosha Halakim, the Balabor pays 3/4. Bal Ashur Revia, he only pays 1/4. How does that work? First, Bryce Rabbi Nassan said you pay half and half. Now it's 1/4, 3/4. It's more a low kasha. Habitam, the second Bryce is talking about a case where it was a tam. And Habamur, the first one's talking about it's a mur. So when it's a mur, you have to pay Nezek Shalim. So it's Nezek Shalim, so you split it 50-50. But in the case of the tam, it's not Nezek Shalim, so only Chatzi Nezek. So it's 50-50, and then he pays 1/4 of that. Right, so 50 to the boar, 50 to the other guy, but only pays half of that 50 because it's not, if it's a tom, so now it's 1/4. That other 1/4 is given over to the bala boar, and he pays 3/4. So there you have it. That's what Nassan's din. It says the Gemara, Ubitam Micah Savar. In reference to the case of Tom, what's the din of Nassan? What's pshat that he says 3/4 goes to the bala boar and only 1/4 goes to the ox? Ekas of Haikula. If you say that both of them did the entire damage, Haimashal and Pagam Shalmah, should be each paying half. Because of a high palga hezeka of it, you will say each one did half damage, then balabor mishalim palga, let the balabor pay half, a balashor revia in the 1/4, v'idach revia mifsa, and the other guy loses that last 1/4. What's going on? Amarava, Rabbi Nassan, Dayanayu, he was a dayan, says Rashi, that is Mesachas Horios Besofa, that he was avbezin, v'nachas l'umka didina, and he understood it to get to the umik, the omik, the depth of the din. Lolam kasafra high kulay hazek of avad, high kulay hazek of avad. Really, it says both of them did entire damage. The kokashil, because we want to say, l'shalim high palag, high palag, we want to say, shush behalf, mishum da amr le bala shor, le bala bor. Since the owner of the ox can say, the one, the ox who pushed the other one in, right, can say to the owner of the pit, shut fusai my ahanyali. If you're going to tell me that I'm going to have to pay half, then what is my shittuf with you doing anything? If my ox is a tam, I would have only paid half of that if I did it by myself. So now that we have a shittuf over here, it's got to be that it's doing something. Therefore, it's dropping it down to 1/4, and that last 1/4 has got to be paid by the balabor because he looked like he did the entire damage. Therefore, he has to pay whatever it is. It's not overpaid. Ibai say another answer. Liolam kasavar high palgazik of high palgazik. It really says each one did half damage. So kokashi lach when you ask. Okay, balabor, mishalim palgabalashor, mishalim revia, v'idach revia nifsa, let it be that he lose at that other 1/4. Mishum da amale balashor, the balashor could say to balabor that ana to roi bebirach ashkechise. What do you want? I found. He's talking about the one whose ox is dead. My dead ox is in your pit. At Katalte, you killed it. Rashi says, Besoch Shalchom, it's us. So what do you want from me? My de isli lishtalumi mehaich mishtalme. Whatever I can get from the other guy, I mean the owner of the ox, I pushed it in, I'll get from him. My de lesli ishtalumi mehaich mishtalme mehaich. You got to go and you got to pay up, boy. Sorry. Hamer Rava, another idea. Hinech Evan Apia Boy. Let's say someone puts a Evan, they put a stone at the opening of the pit. That someone goes and dug a pit and he put a rock there and right next to it. Ubal Shor, Viniska Bav, Vinafa Boy. And the guy trips over that rock and he falls into it. The Banu Machokas, Rabbi Nassan Ramana. We come to the Machokas now. Rabbi Nassan to the Tanakam that we saw before, right? The Tanakam, the Rabbanim are going to say, someone placed over there. caused them to fall in, it's going to be chayiv full on. But according to Rav Nosson, it's going to be chetzi chetzi. So the Gemara Peshitta, obviously, no, my other time you would have thought. Hasam, who only there, the case where if an ox pushes another ox, that the owner of the ox, you know, is, according to Rav Nosson, is going to be also chayiv to have to pay. And, it's fully chayiv according to, is going to be partially chayiv according to Menasseh and fully chayiv according to the Tanakama. Damar bala bor la bala shor, because the owner of the pit can say to the owner of the ox, it damaged, ilav bira didi torah dida chavakotele. If not for my pit, your ox would have killed this ox. But you knew him and pushed it, you would have killed it, but it fell into my pit. Therefore, that's not what killed it. So therefore, you know, you're also chayev. Avalacha, but over here, where the animal tripped over the rock, the one who owns the rock, could say the guy who owns the pit. What do you mean, ilav bor? If your bor wasn't there, ilav bir didach. If you didn't have it, then avna didi may have over. It would have done. It wouldn't have done anything. Would have tripped over. It would have got up. He have a mitka, but have enough of the car. He would have just tripped over it. He would have got up. Come out from law. Therefore, it's coming to tell you that the owner of the stone is actually really chayv. The armor lay, because the owner of the pit can say, "Ilav evan lo have enough for the beer. If not for your stone, it wouldn't have fallen in there in the first place." Okay. Itmar. Beep. Turn the page. Nun gimel amud base. Shor vishor psule. Let's say you have a case of we have a shore, a regular straight up ox, and you have a shore that's psulei mikdashin, it can be brought as a carbon, and therefore it can be brought as a carbon, therefore it doesn't have to pay nezek, and they go, and together they come and they gore a third animal, right? They come together, nice teamwork, and bam, Rashi says, bang, shnehem, shore. So shore, hadiot for shore, psulei mikdashin, shenachu, bang, shnehem, shore. Skip this guy over here. Abaye says, Meshalim Chatzi Nezek. He only has to pay half of the Nezek, and the one that got damaged loses the other half. Ravina Amar Meshalim Ravina Nezek, meaning the regular one pays half Nezek. And he says only a quarter, and he loses three quarters. Havaha Batam. Now, both of these cases, both of these demons talking about the case was the Tam. Ha Rabbanon, but Ravina, since you pay a quarter goes according to the Tanakama. Rabbi Nasan, the one who says that you pay half, goes according to Rabbi Nasan. Iba Isema, or we can understand it differently. Havahak Rabbanon, both of this, then both of them are going according to the Chachamim, the Tanakama, and Haba Tam, and Ravina, who says that he pays a quarter, is going by a Tam, and Haba Muad, Abai says you have to pay Chetzi, is going by a Muad. Ikadami, some say a little bit differently. They have a regular ox and the Sur Mikdash, and they go ahead. And they do another one. Abai Omer Chatzi Nezek. Chatzi Nezek. Ravina Omer Kule Nezek. It's full Nezek. Hava Ha B'Muad. Says Gemara, both of these is talking about a case where the ox was a Muad. Ha Karabanan. And when Abai says you pay half, it's going to the Rabbanan. Ha Karabinasan. The one says he pays full on, it's going according to Rabbi Nasan. Ibaisema. Another way of understanding this is Haviha, both of the all the Rabbi Nasan. Really, both of these didn't go into the world of Rabbi Nasan. Haba Muad. And this one, meaning the one that says you pay full on, is talking about a Muad. Vihak Bitam. And Abai is talking about we pay Chatzi, he's talking about a Tam. Okay, now. Now we're going to see not one, not two, but three. Three ones that are on the way of damaging. Amar Rava, Shor, V'adam, Shidachu, Labor. So you have an ox and a person push someone or something, either a person or an animal or Kalim. Rashi says, Dover Echad Labor, V'nim Sushloshtam Shutfin, B'nezek HaShor, V'abor, V'adam. So they have, I pushed it along with my Shor or a Shor and along with into a bor. So all three are involved with this damage. Lin is Zakin in reference to the idea of Nezek. Kulan chayav, everyone's going to be chayav over there. All three parties are going to be chayav. Inyan arba devarim and demivlados, in reference to tsar, ripoy, shevis, and boses, the other ones, and the demivlados, if it's a woman and she's pregnant, miscarriage, because that adam chayav a shor bor pater, a man's going to be chayav a shor bor pater. Inyan kofar shlotzim shlevet, if it's an evid that gets killed, or you know, it's a person in reference to kofar, then a shor chayav adam ubor pturim. The shor is going to be chayav. Rashi says Kedino Ubemuad, and Adam Bor Pturim, Adam Daha Bar Katalahu, V'inami lo asu be pater midatana duichiske b'aminiyach hasakad. Bor d'chsev shor v'lo adam. So Bor is definitely not going to be chayv. Shor is going to be chayv. And Adam, the reason why he's off the hook here is because he's getting killed. So it's come like the rabbi minay, or that he wasn't warned. Ling and kelim in reference to kelim, meaning utensils, clothing, something like that. Ling and kelim v'shor psule hamagudashim. Let's say it was the kelim got pushed in and broken, or as psule hamagudashim, if some of them fell into this bar. Adam v'shor chayav and bor pater. A man and shor will be chayav for those things, and the bor is going to be pater. Right, because again, kelim is not going to be chayav for. And in fact, the Gemara, my taima, what's pshat that you're going to be putter for paying for the psulim mikdash that fell in there? Amar krav v'hames yelo, and the mace should be his. But misha mace yelo, only when the mace, the dead carcass, can be his, then you're going to have to go and pay. Yatzazesh yani mace yelo, this is not going to be his because it's psulim mikdash and he's not allowed to have it. Remember the pshita le rava. In fact, the Gemara, do you want to say it's obvious to rava that when you have psulim mikdash that's killed on a bar, that its owner doesn't get any money? Homie Bai Bai Larava, it was a question. The Bai Rava asked, Sharp Silly McDutch, yourself a bar, what's going to be then? Hi, Va Macy, hello. Bimisha, Mace Shalow. When we say Mace Shalow, it means only that the Mace will be his, and Yasa Zesh and Mace Shalow, and therefore it doesn't pay. Or Dilma, or maybe we say, Va Macy, hello. Le Bailim Mitaplim Banevelo Hudasa. When it says the Mace Shalow is coming to teach that the owner of the damaged ox has to deal with the body. It's not coming to be mamayit him from having to pay for such a thing. So Rav had a kash over here. So how could we say over here that he said straight up, a boy doesn't have to pay for these things? So the Gemara busted the boy, how the pashta? After he asked the question, he answered it, and he got the answer. In fact, the Gemara, Ela Bailim Etaplim Benevelim Enoli, how do we let the owner has to deal with the dead body? So that way back in Daf Yud, so the Gemara, Nafkalei Lei Min V'hamesiyelo deshor. He learns that v'hamesiyelo by the din of shore. Another pasuk. In fact, so it's like the Gemara. My chaz is the v'hamesiyelo deshor. Mafkes le lebayle mitaplim benevela. How do you know that you're going to apply this din? A pasuk on the mesiyelo. That's why my shore to the law of the baal of the damaged ox has to deal with the body. V'hamesiyelo debor mafkes le. And that's going to be mafkis le means it's going to be. How do we know to use the pasuk that makes yelo by bor that one about who it that can be his gets compensated and excludes the owner of this psul mikdashim from getting something because of the bor and how do you stop from the shore? If it can, why don't we switch it and learn it the other way? Rashi says, "V'okimna chiyuva de psulim mikdashim abor," and say, "Even my psulim mikdashim abor, you're going to be actually chayev." Says Gor mistabra ptor pater gabe bor hol upater bo esakelim. It makes sense to say it's pater by bor because a bor is of another kula by it that is pater by the idea of kelim. So therefore, let's continue. It says, "My adaraba pater gabe shor shekain pater bo chatzinezek." Why do I say it's pater by shor? Because a shor has a kula that it's going to be only when it's a tam chatzi nezek. It's more kuli nezek miyos la'ashkechan. But we don't find that it's going to be putter from entirely from paying anything like we find by boar, and therefore it makes more sense to put it by boar. Okay, and therefore, presumably, if it falls in, they're not going to be compensated. Okay, my friend, because it may say hello, it's not, and therefore he doesn't have to pay him back. Okay, my friends, we're going to stop over here. I want to wish you all a great, great day.